It's time for another Staying Gang podcast as we talk about Midwestern State soccer with Michael Meacham, the head coach at Midwestern State. Mustangs were in action last week and beat Rogers State 2-0 to remain undefeated. We got a big week coming up this week at Staying Park with a full slate of games. But let's talk a little bit about Rogers State. I was telling Trey Reed earlier, it seems like that was a month ago already. But
it was a little bit ago.
It was just last week. And the one thing I noticed in that game is you really didn't allow them to counterattack at all. They didn't get many chances at all in the finishing third. It seemed like you played pretty good defense in that game. What was your impression of the game?
I thought in the first half we played pretty well. It was a pretty good game. It's always a gift and a curse to jump on someone as early as we did. As we kind of learned in the first game against Mesa, kind of flipped it on the other end this time, but you know, got an early goal. I want to say probably 2 or 3 minutes in, which was a good team goal. And then they kind of got a little emotional and kind of took over for, I'd probably say, 10, 15 minutes in the first half. And then we kind of got one against the run of play a little bit. Kind of went up 2, and then the game kind of died a little bit in the first. And then it kind of really got – it really picked up in the second. I think the stats are a little misleading on both teams. I think – them having as many shots as they said, and we had as many shots as we had. I'm not sure that was as many shots.
We kind of thought the same thing watching the stream back here. We were wondering where all these shots were coming.
Yeah, so that was
from
a little bit odd. I mean, I was even talking to Derek after the game was over. He was like, there wasn't 18 shots in the whole game, let alone 18 for one team. So, no, it was a pretty good contest. I really think they put it to us in a little bit in the second half and gave us a little bit different looks and made a little bit more of a fight that we probably weren't ready for, being up 2-0. But like you said, we really didn't give up too many clean looks. Made a bad mistake with probably about 8 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, to gave up the penalty. But then Adam stepped up big and made the save. And I really think that was probably one, maybe two of their only shots, like real shots on goal.
Right.
But I thought Adam did really well in the game, coming in for Mark, with Mark being a little bit injured. He stepped in and did really, really well.
Okay, so that answered one of the questions I had for you, because I noticed you did make that change in goal. Mm-hmm. And so that was because you're good for this week?
In what way? Goalkeeping-wise?
Yeah, goalkeeping-wise.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm really confident in both Mark and Adam. And Mark might need a little bit more rest to kind of get 100%. But I think myself and the boys and the staff, I mean, we're really happy with the way that Adam came in and did really, really well for us.
Yeah, Adam, I think he got credited for 5 saves in that game, but the one you were talking about on the penalty kick, that was the big one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have made – I believe it would have made the last 5-6 minutes.
Very frantic.
Pretty even more crazy than it really already was. But then you kind of look at it on the other hand, it might have – settled this down a little bit, you know, to be able to then maybe grab a hold of things. Sometimes getting given up something, you kind of get something in return, and could have flipped on in the end. But like I said, the last 6 minutes after the penalty, that was, it kind of took the wind out of their sails. They didn't really have much after that.
It seemed like the conditions were pretty slick that night.
It rained. It was kind of drizzly rain the whole time. It rained probably about the hour before we started warming up, before we started pregame, and it rained pretty good. And then it was kind of just always hazy, kind of drizzly the whole time. It was
looked like a late fall game.
No, it
just
really
watching
was
the stream. You
yeah,
know?
It was definitely odd from what we've way we showed up there and then what happened when we got there.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of – it was kind of a strange vibe that whole day, because the women were scheduled to play here, mm-hmm. thinking that the weather was going to be bad here, and then the bad weather never arrived, so we ended up with a postponement.
Yeah, it was
when we could have played.
It's a little bit odd for us as well. We've never gone there on a one-off. So we're always kind of coming from somewhere else or going somewhere else after
right.
them. So we've never really done it before, so we actually went the day before. And it's only kind of 4 hours away, so it's not, like, really, really far. But it was odd. Like, they have a festival going there, so you had to check out of the hotel early. We had to kind of be in the lobby for a little bit, do a little bit of study table. It was deadline day for Europe for the European League, so we were kind of watching who was getting transferred all last day. So it was kind of just a really weird day. And then you get there, and then you eat, and then you're at the complex super, super early. So it's probably something in the future that we won't do, but then the bus can't drive so many hours. It just made it for a really, really odd day all the way around. But it was good. I think the boys, they started really, really well, and then we kind of got really, really motivated at the end. Roger stayed in the second half, and you know Derek got him up for it, and we didn't handle it extremely well. But at the end, when you go away from home and you play a good team like Rogers, 2-0, you take it.
Yeah, you got
day.
A 2-0 win, Coach. I think you handled it okay. I think everything turned out okay for you.
No, it was good. I think, like I said, you definitely will go away from home and do nothing anytime.
Yeah, for sure. It is tough when you're – because I've been with some teams when I'm traveling, and you have to check out of the hotel, and then you're just waiting around for the game to start.
Odd. And then the weather came in, and then the weather left, and then the weather came back, and then we were like, are we going to play? And then – Their staff and their training staff's like, well, we don't know if it's going to lightning. It doesn't look like lightning, but it might be lightning. Yeah. So we just need to wait. And we're like, we need to make a decision. Are we going to do this?
Yeah,
or not?
Right. I also was interested in that the guys were watching the transfer window in Europe.
Yeah.
Do most of the guys follow the European soccer? Or?
Yeah, I mean, both. I mean, we've got some guys that are, you know, obviously played with FC Dallas' youth teams and their academy teams. So, I mean, they've got some MLS guys. Adam's from Seattle. So he's a big Sounders guy, and then we've got a couple of guys that played for some of the youth clubs over there when they were younger and things like that. So they follow it, and, you know, people they grew up with it, just like a lot of our guys have grown up with it now, and they're all over it. They play the games on – they play the use of the teams on FIFA. I mean, they kind of – they know everybody, know what's happening.
It's really interesting because we heard for years that soccer was going to boom, and it's happened now because we see as much European soccer over here – because of blackouts, you actually have more access to the English Premier League here than they do in England.
Yeah, a lot of the times, yeah. I mean, there's not a weekend that goes by that you can't catch probably every game.
Just about every match. I think if you count streaming, you can't catch every match.
Yeah, I mean, all the boys and myself and everybody, we have all the apps, so you can catch any game that you want and watch any team you want. And now with Sky Sports News and everything on. Basically, right. our cable now.
Right.
I mean, we can watch Deadline Day just like it's on ESPN.
I was driving up here, and I guess it was Saturday. I'm listening to English Premier League games on my satellite radio.
Yeah.
So it's a whole new world we're living in.
Yeah.
For me and our boys,
it's great. And I mean, for some people that might not, you know about it or have really kind of gotten into it quite yet. I mean, it might take you by surprise. But
I think that those people now are on the outside looking in. I think soccer's become mainstream here in the U.S. Would you not agree with that?
Absolutely. No, I can't disagree. I mean, with all the teams that come over here and play in the summer tours when they're in preseason, even some of the League MX games from the Mexican teams
right.
that come up and play. I mean, you've got teams from all over the world now will come over and play. And now we have our version of the Champions League for the CONCACAF where – you're playing other teams from like Central America and Mexico and North America and stuff like that. So
we're even getting some MLS teams that are having some success
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle won it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've really kind of got into it. And, you know, you can still get League MX games now at night. So, I mean, yeah, it's
– And I'm guessing you got a lot of guys on the team that played Dallas Cup.
A lot of the guys have.
A huge international feel.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's gotten a little bit smaller – since COVID.
COVID has definitely affected it, yeah.
And then even, like, if you go way, way back from when, unfortunately, when 9/11 happened, it kind of slowed the international teams down. But now they were really starting to ramp back up and come back. And then COVID hit, and it kind of went all domestic for the last year. But I think it'll bounce back and get those teams back.
Well, we got our own big weekend of soccer coming up here with the MSU Classic.
Yep.
The first game is going to be Thursday afternoon, and that's going to feature Southern Nazarene and Texas A&M International. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you'll be watching that game pretty close.
Yeah, we'll all be watching. We let the boys kind of do it. If they want to watch, they can. If they don't, it's not that big a deal. But obviously, we'll watch it. And it's always nice to be able to be the second team, so you can watch the first game and get a little insight and firsthand.
I'm always interested in players. Do you find that most players would want to watch that game before they play that night, or would most players prefer not to be sitting around the stadium?
I think it's just personal preference. Like when I was a player, I didn't care. I didn't want to watch. It didn't bother me. Just kind of tell me the little cues. But some of the guys really, really like watching them. Some of them don't. Some of them just like being there because their boys are there and they're all just hanging out. But I think it's personal preference.
Can you tell me just a little bit of your impression of those two teams as they get ready to play that game Thursday afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, International came off a big, big win against Division I UTRGV. Right. So they're ready to go. I mean, they had a tough weekend when we went down there and did the Colorado teams and played those guys. So they kind of had a tough weekend there, and they've got some guys getting healthy again. So I think that one will be a good matchup. Not only for us on Saturday looking ahead, but even in the future when International comes back up and we have to play them here in a conference game. So it'll be a good game to watch. And I think they're two teams that kind of similar play like each other. So it'll kind of be an open affair. I think they'll really kind of
get after it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you're playing Fort Hayes Thursday night.
Yeah.
And I believe that's a 7 o'clock kickoff.
I think it's 7 or 7:30. I think it might be 7:30 actually, because I think the women play at 5.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The women do kick off at 5.
Women play at 5.
And so it's going to be a full day of soccer out there. Yeah, it's a 7:30 kick at Stang Park against Fort Hays State. So we'll have had a week between games, so you're going to be pretty well rested.
Well rested. We needed some. We had a couple of injuries and a couple of little knocks and stuff, so hopefully getting those guys back for tomorrow.
You're not battling any serious injuries right now, though, are you?
We've kind of got two guys out right now that are struggling, waiting kind of on, you know, to see how the doctor really feels about how they're recovering and things like that before we can go. But other than that, everybody's pretty good.
You'll turn around and then play a 7 o'clock game on Saturday night when you take on Southern Nazarene. So you have just a couple of days rest before that game. Do you? When you're managing the game on Thursday, are you thinking about that game on Saturday, or are you just trying to win that game and then you'll worry about Saturday when Saturday gets here?
Yeah, you take it one at a time. I know that's kind of cliche and everybody says it, but yeah, you can't really start resting guys for, you know, a game in 48 hours or 2 weeks or anything like that. I mean, you're kind of in it for one game at a time and, you know, one step at a time, that sort of stuff.
Are you guys anxious to play at home?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of guys that have never played here.
Really?
With guys, you know, from being so new, having those 14 new guys. They really have never played in front of a crowd here and that sort of stuff. We haven't even really trained out there. So, I mean, they're going to be – hopefully they'll be flying, ready to go.
And hopefully it'll be a really fun environment. I know the women had their home opener here Sunday afternoon. Pretty good crowd for that. I'm expecting a pretty good crowd here Thursday night.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think the supporters in Wichita Falls, and then the families and friends and stuff, we've always had we've been able to pack the park pretty good. So I would imagine a home opener.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they'll all
It's going to be a fun weekend, I think so. For soccer fans here in Wichita Falls watching Midwestern State.
I believe so.
So just kind of overall your assessment of your team through these first few games. Are you where you want to be? Where do you want to see improvement?
We've always got to improve a little bit. I mean, every week and those sorts of things. I think the two tests that we'll have this weekend will be big. They're two contrasting styles, which will kind of open us up a little bit and kind of see where we are really good at and some things where we've got to really improve on getting into conference play. But I think that with how good both teams are, with Southern Naz on Saturday, how they won their conference, and then Fort Hays making the Elite Eight last year, and returning their big-time striker that they brought back on All-American. So I think it'll be a good test, and we'll be ready to kind of go where we're at. But, yeah, obviously we want to always get better. Need to control the tempo of the games a little bit better with the way that we want to play.
What's a good tempo for Midwestern State?
I mean, we like to get it and go. We don't really want to just be slow. I mean, we really want guys turning and facing their own goal, defending that way. We want to get people on the turn and get balls in wide areas, create 1v1 opportunities, and then let our creative players ultimately be creative in the final third, but then to kind of be rigid and stale in the back so we don't really give up a lot of chances, which fortunately for us right now, we haven't given up too many chances. So let's hope we, We don't let that ball in behind.
To me, that looks like the strength of your team right now. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it's an 11, though. It's not just the back four.
Right, I mean, right. No, that's a great point.
I think we've done pretty well from front to back. And then being able to rely on Mark and Adam when it's time to make a save, they kind of give us the comfort that the save can be made and it will be made.
So you mentioned you're playing two teams with contrasting styles. Was that something you did intentionally as you're setting the schedule? Are you looking for teams that play different?
No, I wouldn't say really contrasting styles so much. I mean, it's just try to play the best teams we can. Being in college so many times, you'll have a big number graduate. You won't have a big number graduate. So teams can kind of change from year to year.
So as you're setting the schedule, you don't necessarily know the style of the team.
No, not particularly. I mean, we have a general idea. I mean, we were able to play Southern Naz in the preseason last year, so we had an idea what they were going to be about. Fort Hays came and played when we had all six of the teams here last year. So we were able to watch them play and see how Jerry kind of coaches that group, because we've never competed against Jerry and his Fort Hays teams. So we were able to kind of see a little bit of how they are, and then obviously just watching their first three or four games of the season, you kind of get a little bit different idea of who they are and that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's gotten a good idea from scouts and things in the past, but you really never know until you get punched in the mouth.
So this week on the podcast, I've been asking all the coaches kind of a silly question.
Okay.
So this week's question is, if you had one meal, what would you either prepare or order?
Do I have to prepare it?
You don't have to. You can either order it or prepare it, but you only have one meal left. It's your last meal. What are you gonna order?
My mom's chicken fried steak.
Oh man, some chicken fried steak. You're very Texan.
Yeah, my mom's chicken fried steak. I haven't had it in years. She won't really make it anymore. She says it's not good for us anymore. But no, I've had to do that. I'd probably get my mom's chicken fried steak.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. Thanks for doing this podcast with us. We'll do it again next week after a couple of Mustang victories.
All right, look forward to it.
All right, sounds good. Thanks to everybody for joining us for the Men's Soccer Podcast, and we invite you to be back with us next week. I'm Pete Stein saying so long.